4. Attributes and Functions of the Master Spirits. The seven Master Spirits are the full representation of the Infinite Spirit to the evolutionary universes. They represent the third source and center in the relationships of energy, mind, and spirit. While they function as the coordinating heads of the universal administrative control of the conjoint actor, do not forget that they have their origin in the creative acts of the paradise deities. It is literally true that these seven spirits are the personalized physical power, cosmic mind, and spiritual presence of the triune deity, the seven spirits of God sent forth to all the universe. The master spirits are unique in that they function on all universe levels of reality excepting the absolute. They are, therefore, efficient and perfect supervisors of all phases of administrative affairs on all levels of super-universe activities. It is difficult for the mortal mind to understand very much about the master spirits because their work is so highly specialized, yet all-embracing, so exceptionally material, and at the same time, so exquisitely spiritual. These versatile creators of the cosmic mind are the ancestors of the universe power directors and are themselves supreme directors of the vast and far-flung spirit creature creation. The seven master spirits are the creators of the universe power directors and their associates, entities who are indispensable to the organization, control, and regulation of the physical energies of the grand universe. And these same master spirits very materially assist the creator sons in the work of shaping and organizing the local universes. We are unable to trace any personal connection between the cosmic energy work of the master spirits and the force functions of the unqualified absolute. The energy manifestations under the jurisdiction of the master spirits are all directed from the periphery of paradise. They do not appear to be in any direct manner associated with the force phenomena associated with the nether surface of paradise. Unquestionably, when we encounter the functional activities of the various Maurantia power supervisors, we are face to face with certain of the unrevealed activities of the master spirits. Who, aside from these ancestors of both physical controllers and spirit ministers, could have contrived so to combine and associate material and spiritual energies as to produce a hitherto non-existent phase of universe reality, Maurantia substance and Maurantia mind? Much of the reality of the spiritual worlds is of the Maurantia order, a phase of universe reality wholly unknown on Urantia. The goal of personality existence is spiritual, but the Maurantia creations always intervene, bridging the gulf between the material realms of mortal origin and the superuniverse spheres of advancing spiritual status. It is in this realm that the master spirits make their great contribution to the plan of man's paradise ascension. The seven master spirits have personal representatives who function throughout the grand universe. But since a large majority of these subordinate beings are not directly concerned with the ascendant scheme of mortal progression in the path of paradise perfection, little or nothing has been revealed about them. Much, very much, of the activity of the seven master spirits remains hidden from human understanding because in no way does it directly pertain to your problem of paradise ascent. It is highly probable, though we cannot offer definite proof, that the master spirit of Warvonton exerts a decided influence in the following spheres of activity. 1. The life initiation procedures of the local universe life carriers. 2. The life activations of the adjutant mind spirits bestowed upon the worlds by a local universe creative spirit. 3. The fluctuations in energy manifestations exhibited by the linear gravity responding units of organized matter. 4. The behavior of emergent energy when fully liberated from the grasp of the unqualified absolute, thus becoming responsive to the direct influence of linear gravity and to the manipulations of the universe power directors and their associates. 5. The bestowal of the ministry spirit of a local universe creative spirit, known on Urantia as the Holy Spirit. 6. The subsequent bestowal of the spirit of the bestowal sons, on Urantia called the Comforter, or the Spirit of Truth. 7. The reflectivity mechanism of the local universes and the superuniverse. Many features connected with this extraordinary phenomenon can hardly be reasonably explained or rationally understood without postulating the activity of the master spirits in association with the conjoint actor and the supreme being. Notwithstanding our failure adequately to comprehend the manifold workings of the seven master spirits, we are confident there are two realms in the vast range of universe activities with which they have nothing whatever to do: the bestowal and ministry of the thought adjusters, and the inscrutable functions of the unqualified absolute.